So we just start hoping that some others will find their way back. But thank you all for still being here, for being back. During our tiny desk lecture on Wednesday, the one that Archive außer sich presented, I said the following. The archive of the Arsenal Institute for Film and Video Art encompasses around 10,000 films, which at the time they were made had sought to counter the already existing canon. They sought to use the possibilities of cinema to change it, and thus to question power relations. Such an archive cannot per se be bound by organizational criteria. It is not a national archive. It does not depict any genre nor any historical era. It resists any kind of interpretational sovereignty. It is an archive in motion. The only thing that unifies it in this resistance is perhaps its location, the fact that it is located in Berlin. This film, Meshes of the Afternoon, which is a film by Maya Deren from 1943, stayed with us after it was shown in the Forum in 1974 in the context of Maya Deren retrospective. It was shown together with films by Man Ray, Stan Brakhage, Werner Nickes, Raoul Ruiz, Sohrab Shahizales, Sergei Eisenstein, and others. All of them films which you would consider as examples of what we would call a counter cinema in relation to aesthetics and politics. They stayed in the Arsenal archive after the festival. How do films shape the characteristics of an archive? When you identify them as counter cinema, does that make our archive a counter archive? In comparison to what? Or is this film shaped by the characteristics of the Arsenal archive? Or to be more specific, by the other films which are also in the archive? And now I actually wanted to show you another print